Scott here. I have a very short announcement.
I have good news. As you know, my friend and frequent podcast co-host, James Early, launched his own show back in February called Key Battles of American History. And starting next week on Wednesday, April 28th, he is launching a new series, which I will be joining, called Key Battles of World War II in the Pacific Theater. If you've enjoyed other series that James and I have done, including Key Battles of the Civil War, Key Battles of the Revolutionary War, and Key Battles of World War I, you're going to like this series just as much, and I think a whole lot more. That's because James took it to the next level. We're going to do a total of 35 episodes, and we're going to cover everything. The rise of Imperial Japan, Pearl Harbor, the Battle of the Coral Sea, Midway, Guadalcanal, Saipan, the Philippine Sea, Leyte Gulf, Iwo Jima, Okinawa, the end of the war. And we'll also do our sidetrack episodes, focusing on Japanese and American soldiers, bombers, submarines, kamikazes, POWs, and get into big historical questions like justification for the dropping of the atomic bomb, whether it was right to firebomb Tokyo, and what was the justification for that among generals. Moreover, we're going to get into a lot of personal family stories in this series. James and I have family members who fought in World War II, among them a Marine who was on the front lines in many Pacific battles, a sailor who was on Guam when it was captured by Japan in 1941, and actually hid out in the jungle for several weeks evading capture until Japanese soldiers found him and executed him, and another sailor who actually served on the USS Arizona. So if you haven't checked out James's podcast, just look for Key Battles of American History on the podcast player of your choice, or go to keybattlesofamericanhistory.com. And with all that, I'm including a short preview that James sent over to me, giving you a fuller look at what this series will include. Hope you enjoy it.
Greetings and welcome to Season 2 of Key Battles of American History. This season I will call Key Battles of the Pacific War of World War II. This, of course, is James Early, your host. And before we jump into the series itself, I wanted to just give you a quick intro to it and an overview. I'm really excited about this series. As I've mentioned before, I have a personal stake in the Pacific Theater of World War II because my father, Colonel Cleland Early, was a Marine who fought in many of the battles of the Pacific Theater. He fought at Guadalcanal, he fought at Tarawa, he fought at Okinawa and Iwo Jima, and he never really told me much about it. He told me just a few tidbits here and there, and he passed away in 2004, and I never had a chance to sit down and really ask him. I had a chance, but I was young, and I wasn't that interested, unfortunately, which is really sad. So I feel like I'm following in my father's footsteps, at least in a sense, as I've been researching these battles and learning about them and writing the episodes. And World War II has always been a passion for me anyway. So I think you're really going to enjoy this series. As I did in my previous series that I did on the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, and World War I, I have Scott Rank working with me. As we've done before, the format will be roughly the same. I will be kind of the play-by-play commentator, and Scott is going to do the color commentary, and he'll add in some extra insights that I may have missed or just didn't think about. So I think you'll like it. It's going to be a light series, like I always do. We don't take ourselves too seriously. We will laugh and joke sometimes when it's appropriate. We will not when it's not appropriate. And of course, we'll have a drinking game, but you'll just have to wait and listen to see what that's going to be. So let me give you a little overview of the series. We are going to, as always, focus on the battles, the key battles. We'll look at the war through the lens of the key battles, but we will talk about much more than battles. We will talk about some political things. We'll talk about a little bit of social history, not too much. And of course, we'll work in a lot of battles that for me didn't make the cut of one of the 10 key ones, but nevertheless are important and worthy of mention. So we'll start out with the rise of Imperial Japan, how Japan quickly modernized and industrialized and developed one of the greatest armies, one of the greatest navies, and one of the greatest air services on the planet. And how they then rapidly expanded. We're going to talk about what's called the Japanese Blitzkrieg, in which Japan established an empire in a very small amount of time throughout Asia and the West Pacific and the South Pacific. We'll talk about the relationship that Japan had with the U.S. and how that declined. We'll talk about a lot of diplomatic history prior to prior to 1941, prior to Pearl Harbor. And of course, we will talk about the things that brought Pearl Harbor about, the sequence of events that led to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, and we'll talk about Pearl Harbor itself. That'll be our first key battle. Then we'll talk about the American response. Not initially so much a military response, but how America joined the war and geared up for war and went from being a largely isolationist country, not totally, but largely, to a nation that's going to go into war on two fronts. Then we'll talk about, again, the Japanese expansion. I already mentioned that, but it actually comes a little bit later in the series. Then we'll talk about the Battle of the Coral Sea, which was a great carrier battle. That'll be our second key battle. Then we'll talk about Yamamoto's plans, Admiral Yamamoto, who was the supreme commander of the Japanese Navy at the beginning of the war and for the first few years. Then we'll go into the Battle of Midway. The Battle of Midway, of course, is a battle where Japanese expansion was halted, at least naval expansion, and it's often considered to be a turning point, if not the turning point, of the entire Pacific War. Then we're going to have an epic series on Guadalcanal. Guadalcanal is a huge battle. It lasted many months, and we're going to have a four-part series on Guadalcanal. There's so many moving parts in Guadalcanal. There are sea battles, and there are land battles, and there's air attacks. It's massive. So I think you'll enjoy that. We'll get into a little bit more of the nitty-gritty in Guadalcanal than in some of the other battles. I'm just kind of a Guadalcanal nerd, so I couldn't help myself. Then we'll talk about what it was like to be a common soldier on both sides. I always like to go down to the ground level and try to get a feel for the experience of the common soldier, for the common Marine, for pilots, and for sailors. What were their experiences like? Then we're going to talk about how the tide turns. We'll talk about several minor, if you will, battles that occurred between Guadalcanal and our next major battle. Things like Tarawa and the Kokoda Track Campaign and other places, Peleliu. Then we'll talk about the American invasions of the Solomons and the Gilberts, the Marshall Islands. We'll talk about America moving closer and closer to Japan, the Island Hopping Campaign, as it's become known. Then we'll talk about the Battle of Saipan, another crucial one, and the Battle of the Philippine Sea, which was the naval battle that occurred at the same time as the Battle of Saipan. They're really two sides of the same coin, but I'm calling them Key Battle 5 and 6. Then we'll go to late 1944, and we'll look at the American campaign to take the Philippines, and we'll examine the Battle of Leyte Gulf. That's the seventh key battle. Then we'll push pause on the military narrative for a while and look at the role of American submarines, the role of American bombers, before we go into Key Battle 8, which is going to be the Battle of Iwo Jima. Massively bloody, massively important battle that my father was in, as I mentioned. And then we'll go to Key Battle 9, the Battle of Okinawa. Another super crucial battle and another super bloody battle. Finally, we're going to look at we're going to take a special look at Japanese kamikazes. I'm planning to do an episode on prisoners of war, mainly American prisoners of war that were kept by the Japanese, but also British and other ones. And we'll look a little bit about Japanese prisoners of war, although there weren't really that many because very few Japanese surrendered. And then we'll end up, of course, with what I consider the last key battle, Key Battle 10, which is not really technically a battle, but of course it's massively important, not just to World War II, but also to world history, and that is the atomic bombing of the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Then, as we have always done, Scott and I will do an epilogue episode. We'll talk about what happened after the war to the key players that survived, and we'll conclude with an episode on the legacy of the war. So, if you're a veteran of James Early and Scott Rank podcasts, none of this will surprise you. The structure is pretty much the same as the other series we've done. If you're new to us, I hope you'll enjoy it just the same. And maybe go back and listen to those other series if you haven't, or listen to them again. We're doing this for your enjoyment, your edification, and your education. So hopefully that is working out and you will really enjoy them. All right, that is all I have to say about the Pacific War series that you're about to listen to. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage of choice, and enjoy.